Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's football. That's what I said to Kuman. That's football. I mean, first half, to be fair, I was the one who was waiting for the ref and to whistle, you know. And we were losing because I was the one who wanted to break and to talk, so to make some changes, to talk to the players, to calm them down, to criticize them a little bit and all that, because they looked, especially after they scored a goal, they looked much better than us. They were simply in anything, in second balls, in quality, in one against ones, in everything, switching sides, they were better. And they could have been two up, let's be honest, but they weren't. So we done a few changes at the halftime, some tactical changes, and to be fair, but it was most the change of approach to the game, the change of character, the change of attitude, you know, and all that. And basically, we gave everything in the second half, and we got rewards with this win with 3 points. And I think nobody can say that we didn't deserve it.
You mentioned the changes that you made. It was those two substitutions that you made at the start of the second half, Lanzini and Andy Carroll coming on, and they really did change the game, didn't they, those substitutions?
Yeah, well done, thank you. Yeah, but they are. I mean, we... Cheers, well done. Thank you. But we knew that before, you know. The fact is, I don't want to talk about the players who are not available for the game. I want to raise the players who are playing, you know what I mean. But it's Lanzini, Payet and all them, Andy, Moses, Sacco, you know, of course we are missing them. And with Lanzini, I mean, he was not on the bench because he's not good enough. He was on a bench and that was a risk. The plan was maybe Liverpool game. But I spoke to him and he told me, boss, I want to try. I'm fit. I'm saying, I told him, you are not fit. I'm fit, you are not. And then I go, okay, you're going to sit on the bench. I'm going to try to spare you. But then I asked him at halftime, because at halftime we really needed him. And I asked him, okay, are you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm sure. 100%. And then I decided, or we decided, to take a risk. Of course, that he's it's not only about him, but it's about the other players that that he makes better. But not only him, few other players that we are missing. Also, that buy is very important, not only today's win, but all those points that we're picking up for, in this period that we played with a limited squad, because it was a long period. It was not just for two games. It was basically since Everton game. Which is like 7 games or whatever. That's why this is all important, because now they're gonna come back. They're gonna come back, and then we are good, you know.
And a word on Andy Carroll, your match winner today. He really gives you something different, doesn't he?
Well, he does, of course. It's not only in the air. I mean, it's everything. It's his presence and everything. I mean, so far. And for him, I keep saying like the same words that the people before me were saying. Or any football fans who like him are saying, is that he has to stay fit and he has to build on this now, to stay fit and to continue to work hard, that he's doing. And his work rate was never a problem. The problem was that every now and then, and that's very often, he has setbacks. And if you have too many setbacks, then you can't be constant in your form. And we need him like totally fit and focused.
And just finally, Slaven, heading into 2016 now, West Ham are seventh in the Premier League. What objectives are you setting your side for the second half of the season?
To be fair, it all depends on... this is a Premiership, and every game is so difficult to win. I mean, the game can finish 4-0, and it's easy, like dead games, but there are very few of them. Every game here is like, no matter who I... which team you are coaching, is it West Ham or Chelsea or Man City? Every game is like, you have to celebrate every win like a cup final, really, FA Cup final. So there are no predictions, it's very hard. But put it this way, if we stay out of injuries, like especially on this scale, like we were without 8 players, like, then I would be, and I will be, and I said it before, then I'm very, very optimistic. But if this happens again, or whatever, then it's going to be very, very difficult. for us. So hopefully they're going to stay fit.